Message number 1137. My love never wilts, never falters, never dies. No matter what you have done. Saturday, May 31st, 2014 at 08:20. My dearly beloved daughter, my love blazes like a furnace for every single one of you. It has been inflamed to an even greater extent because of the wicked influence which has been inflicted upon humanity. Every kind of deceit clouds souls at this time in history because of the influence of the devil in the world as the final battle for souls continues. Every man, woman, and child over the age of 7 years will struggle to differentiate between right and wrong. Many will condone wicked acts and say that they are justified in doing so. Those who acknowledge as being good the evil words, deeds, and actions planted within their hearts by the deceiver will feel no remorse. Every soul, irrespective of their creed, race, color, or circumstances, will wander about in confusion as to what is right in the eyes of God and what is declared to be wrong. And while the masses in error will applaud sin in every guise, not one shred of contentment will those who betray me have in their souls. Those who do not deviate from the truth of all that comes from me will be demonized. But when they spend time in my company, they won't care, because I will instill within them an inner peace which will not be shaken. I promise all of you, including those who are weak and who succumb to the lies planted within you by Satan, that I will never give up on you. I will draw on you, fill you with my love whenever you allow me to pull you towards me. My love never wilts, never falters, never dies. No matter what you have done. But be aware, it is your soul which is the ultimate prize, and the evil one will never relent in his quest to win you over. My love is so powerful that even when you betray me, I will within your conscience ensure that you are aware of your error. This is why you will feel a sense of loss, for when what you have done in the name of justice, which you know in your heart is wrong, you will feel nothing but sorrow. It is then that you must call out to me, your Jesus, with this prayer to help you in your hour of helplessness. Crusade Prayer 152, Help me in my hour of helplessness. Dear Jesus, help me in my hour of helplessness. Free me from sin and open my eyes, my heart, and my soul to the deceit of the devil and his wicked ways. Fill me with your love when I feel hatred in my heart. Fill me with your peace when I feel grief. Fill me with your strength when I am weak. Save me from the prison within which I find myself, so that I can be free and be held safely in your sacred arms. Amen. My love is eternal. Your soul is eternal. My kingdom is eternal, and so is the kingdom of the evil one. When you are guilty of terrible sin, you must fight every single second to remove yourself from danger and strive to remain true to me at all times. The easiest way to do this is to love one another as I love you. Anything that removes you from love for one another does not come from me. Your Jesus.